are back again. May 20th, 2021. Of course, you know, it is still year 2021. Unless you're somewhere on an island for 10 years, you would not have a clue. So, welcome, folks, to Clarity Radio. And we have Jennifer.
Hello.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And we have Ashley.
Hello.
Wow. Okay. And so we have now... Let me remember this. Jennifer, you are a third-year university student.
Yes.
And Ashley, you are a fourth-year university student.
Yes.
Ashley, what are you studying?
I study chemistry.
Oh, my God. I'm scared. Uh-oh. Folks, this is serious. I've got a special student that is very bright, and they're going to basically challenge my gift, right?
I don't think there's much to challenge there. Yeah, we'll see about that.
Okay. And Jennifer, what are you studying?
I'm studying electrical engineering.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. And I see you have lots of notes.
Yes. We came prepared.
And do I have any notes?
No.
Not at all.
I'm very nervous because I have no notes. Like, I mean, I'm not really. But anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about? What's up?
I guess the pressing issues today would be the vaccine, right?
Okay. And what do you want to know about it?
I mean, I guess I don't feel like it's safe, but I just feel like the pressure that I'm feeling from government, from media, from friends are all telling me that I need to get this vaccine, but I don't feel like it's safe.
Okay. Why do you feel this way?
Well, I just feel it in my heart, but also I know, being a chemist, that when things react, you might have a plan. You might think, like, personally, I work in an organic chemistry lab, and when I am trying to make something work, I can theorize and say, okay, yes, if I mix A, B, C, I'm going to get D.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I actually go and perform the experiment, it doesn't happen. Or it happens and I get 10 other side products or a bunch of different stuff that I didn't want. So for me, putting something that they're just pushing so hard, saying, yes, it's safe, even though there's evidence that it's not.
Yes.
For me to put some chemical like that in my body, I don't know what the 10 other side reactions are going to be.
Right. And the truth is, when we look at the human body, the best scientists in the world, say the best 1,000 scientists coming together, let's say 50,000, doesn't matter. You can say a zillion, it doesn't matter. They cannot effectively measure the audit chemical trail to see the various reactions. It's impossible. And what we're dealing with in the human body, there's usually one or two or maybe three different cells that is involved in any type of reaction that is severe when it comes to one receiving a vaccine. So let's go with the messenger RNA.
Right.
So the messenger RNA, what does it do? What do you know? Jennifer.
Well, based off of the research that I've done, it seems like the messenger RNA is provided in the vaccine to enter the cell to give some instruction to the nucleus.
Mm-hmm.
However, they say that it doesn't actually enter the nucleus, and so it doesn't affect your genetic material because DNA is found in the nucleus. But to me, that's just a contradiction to what we know of cell biology. Like, we know that there's DNA in the mitochondria. Like, so how can you say that? It just confuses me completely, everything about how this works, because it's not logical. It doesn't make sense.
And the statement that you're making is correct. And again, when you take a look at the messenger RNA, it goes into the cell, but it doesn't go into 50,000 cells. It targets a specific cell in the human body.
Do the people developing this know that it's only going into one cell?
No, because if they were able to measure the audit chemistry trail, they would know that it goes into one specific cell. And yes, it goes into the cell. And let me see what it does with the nucleus. I just want to verify. I'll give you my Einstein look. Hang on for 1 second. So the messenger RNA, it goes into the cell, okay? It goes into a specific cell. It just doesn't go in random. Okay, this is not a random injection, okay? It targets one specific cell, which they don't know. They don't have a clue. But when it goes into the cell, it does not go into the nucleus, okay? And it does not send information to the nucleus. So that statement is not correct. It doesn't do that.
Yeah, that makes sense, because to me, I just... how do they know how the nucleus reads information?
You don't have a clue. It's based on what? Theory?
Yeah.
It has to be based on theory, okay? You know, but the role of the nucleus, when we're talking about the vaccine, let's take a look and see if there's any role at all that the nucleus plays, okay? Hang on. It really, what it does is amazing. It blocks information coming from the vaccine. It actually blocks it. The nucleus, the role is to block information that's coming from the messenger, RNA. So why would the cell do that?
Because it's protecting itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's missing out of science is consciousness. There's no wrapping their heads around the state of consciousness. And so we were talking earlier, when you remove consciousness in reference to the vaccine and physicality, people die. This is what is going on, because what we're doing is we're ignoring the possibility that there are different other possibilities, dimensions involved in the overall reaction of a vaccine in the human body. We're not going outside the box. And the problem is with science is that scientists in general does not go outside the box. They go inside the box, and their box, you know, is based on mostly theory, right?
Yeah. Most very limited, yeah.
I mean, we can talk all day about the science behind the vaccines. But Ashley, do you want to take the vaccine?
No, I don't.
Okay, and why?
I just don't think it's safe. I don't trust it.
Okay, based on what information?
Based on what I'm seeing in the media, being mainly that women are getting blood clots.
Yeah, and we're talking about the AstraZeneca.
Yes.
Okay, and so hang on for 1 second. Let me discern this. Hang on. So one of the things, and we discussed this earlier, is what I'm discerning is that the AstraZeneca is only for men to take. It's not for women. And that's what I'm discerning. And if I was to put my life on the line, I would hold true to the statement that women should not take this vaccine. And sometimes it's very difficult for people who have influence over masses to see the truth. And in a lot of cases, they're busy basically every day. They're working very hard to cover their ass. And so they will hire the consultants and everything else. And the consultants will tell them a lot of nonsense and sometimes truth. But it's the nonsense that we hang on to that caused people to die. And at the end of the day, they will say, well, it wasn't my fault. We went based on the actual report. But what's happening in the Matrix? In the Matrix, people could get away with it, but not now. We're all touchable. And so even if someone listens to what I'm saying and they go against because of who I represent, and more importantly, every scientist, I don't care who you are, you're a scientist, any country, wherever you are, in the spirit realm, you all report to me. Every one of you. So you listen to my broadcast and you know you hear information. You need to take this to heart and make sure you don't take this information and basically squash it. And you need to be able to teach the world this truth. Otherwise, you will create a karmic debt. It's very serious because people are dying worldwide. And so there's got to be something. I have to go 6 months in your mother's womb. There's a memory. You've got a memory. And I want to find out why you do not want to take the vaccine. So we're going to go into your 100% free will, because we're in the Matrix and we don't have much free will. Only when we go to God and we ask God to forgive. So you're going to get emotional, because I can tell you, you're going to get very emotional when I discern it. Hang on for 1 second. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Someone's going to have to hold you, you know.
I got you.
Because it's coming. So, in the 100% free will, mm-hmm. you took the vaccine we're speaking of, the same one, AstraZeneca.
Okay.
You had a blood clot, serious brain damage, then you committed suicide. Right?
Yeah, I can feel that's true.
Right? And that's what happened to you. And that's why you are staying away from the bloody thing. Okay? Right?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, because folks, if you could see, if we had a camera, she's crying because she can feel it. And this is the truth. And this is why the governments worldwide should not force anyone to take that vaccine, right?
Yeah.
Because not only are you concerned about yourself, you're concerned about other women out there.
I am, yeah. I feel like, why are you pushing this on me so hard?
And I'm a scientist, right? So I know how molecules work. Well to some degree.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I'm not claiming to know everything, but I have friends who are journalists, who are in business, who are in media, and they're all making me feel stupid for not wanting to take this vaccine. But it's like, I would know more about this than you would. Why are you trying to make me feel bad?
Yeah. And this is what I said in the last broadcast. No one should force anyone to take the vaccine. No one. And particularly employers, because if they do and there's a similar situation that occurs, they're going to create a karmic debt. And so the problem with the media is you just hear about the people who have died, okay? But they don't tell you about the hundreds of people, hundreds that have had serious side effects, that are still going in and out of hospitals, having MRIs, having all this done because they had the vaccine. They're not talking about that. It's like the current situation in Israel and Hamas. You hear all these planes bombing the crap out of Gaza. Then they report there's 85 people from Palestine dead. Then there's 8 Israeli soldiers or Israeli individuals dead. See, it's a con job, because really on the Palestine side, was there 500 people wounded? That's the important number, and they don't tell you that number for you to really understand how dangerous something is. And that number is being misled, and it's terrible.
But I feel like they're even doing that with COVID. Like, they're telling you these numbers are so bad, but I've had friends who have gotten it and had zero symptoms, or who have tested positive and who have, like, no symptoms, or maybe had a sore throat one day.
Yeah. You see, we go with the 20%, 80% rule. So 20% roughly has good antibodies, okay? Then you've got the other 80%, it's a balancing trick, okay? But those who have had very serious reactions, in every case, they have a stem cell shutdown. But science has not come to the point of maturity to be able to test some sort of biomarker or something that says someone is predisposed to be injured if they take this vaccine. And I don't think they want to go there. You agree with that?
Of course.
And why?
I could say so many things right now.
No, go ahead. Just say it.
Well, firstly, at least for me, I'm in my 20s. Yeah. I'm young. In the last 10 years, I don't think I've ever had a flu. I've never taken the flu shot, like any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm at least a healthy person, you know?
Yeah.
I take care of myself.
Yeah.
But why would I put a vaccine in my body that hasn't been tested long term? 5 years from now, who knows what it could give me?
Yeah.
Imagine I'm, you know, 27 or 25, whatever, late 20s.
Yeah.
Now I'm living the rest of my life with, you know, diabetes or
something else.
Whatever it may be.
Why? Brain damage, amputation,
exactly.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. So why would I do that versus potentially getting a flu for a week and getting sick? And I get it. Maybe I'm downplaying the symptoms, and maybe, you know, I can't speak because I've never experienced COVID, at least in this life. But, you know, maybe it is really, really terrible, and maybe it really does suck. And, you know, like, I know people have died from it.
Sure.
But why would I risk it? Yeah. You know, like, I could get sick for a week maybe, or maybe die from it, maybe, if that was my karma. But I would rather go through my karma and get sick for the week, or if it was really my karma to die from it, then go through it, than live 80 years or 70 years with diabetes, with brain damage, with any other possibility that could come from taking the vaccine. Like, what's the point? Like, why would I do that?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's not logical.
And because I'm not going to the womb for 6 months for you. But the reality also is, the truth is that you have a greater chance of being harmed by the vaccine than not taking it.
For sure.
And that's worldwide. That's true.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you will.
No, I won't. I'm just going to just nod my head and agree with you.
But being a woman in engineering is something that's rare. And it's the same thing in science and chemistry and in physics and biology.
Yeah, yeah.
And so who do you think are making these
vaccines? I love all those topics. Yeah.
But,
you know I do.
Yeah. But who do you think are making the vaccine? So it doesn't shock me that you're saying AstraZeneca is more compatible with men, because who do you think are making all these things?
things. And even just think about like food chemistry. People from China eat differently from the way than people from Ireland eat, than the way that people in America eat. Like,
yeah.
Everybody eats a certain way because that's what their body is receptive to, and that's
right.
what their body can digest. So it's the same thing with the vaccine. If men are making the vaccine, then they're thinking about their own biology and their own biochemistry within them. And so do you really think that they're thinking about, okay, well, how is this going to affect fertility in women? You know, the biology, just because we all have the same organs doesn't mean that, like...
They don't care. That's the answer. It's just
well,
coming through me. They don't care because at the end of the day, it's about money.
Yeah.
Of course
well,
it is.
Okay. Ashley, what were you saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say, going back to what you said last week, it's the flat roof syndrome. Why are you making a vaccine that's going to cause you more problems than just getting COVID?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Oh, because you're going to have all these illnesses. And guess what? We can make money off of the drugs that we're going to push on you to suppress those symptoms.
But in fairness to the industry, some people actually believe
yes.
they're doing
sure.
something
yeah.
good. Okay.
Yeah.
But the science that's required to say that it's safe is not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, to have proof is have all female politicians go in front of the camera and all of them take AstraZeneca. Okay. Because we don't want male politicians taking
right.
the vaccine because
it's going to be fine for them.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But for the women, for most of them, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to go, Jennifer, into your mother's womb, 6 months. And I want to find out basically a couple things. I want to find out why you feel the way you do about the vaccine and also why you are studying to be an engineer. I need to understand this because I need to understand where you're coming from. So, folks, what's up? And you listen to Clarity Radio. It is May 20th, year 2021. And my name is Brian. Thank you.
Well, I feel still trying to get up that creepy hue of hope for a destination.